This is KUNM. I'm Rita Daniels. This weekend marks Albuquerque's 39th Pride Festival, promoting a positive image of the LGBT community. But many transgender people feel like there's still a long way to go in the fight to end discrimination.
Thank you. It takes a lot of courage to be standing here, right? Let's make sure that we look around and see each other and really see each other. And make these connections, because we're the ones that are going to be here to hold each other up.
Over 100 people got together Thursday night at the Transgender Resource Center of New Mexico before the candlelight vigil that launches Albuquerque's Pride Fest weekend. Adrian Lawyer is the center's co-director.
So for us, the word transgender, and really the most broad definition, is a person whose internal gender identity, their sense of their own gender, does not 100% line up with the sex they were assigned at birth.
Lawyer says transgender people are discriminated against intensely. They experience some of the highest rates of unemployment and homelessness of any minority in the U.S. And the rate of suicide attempts among transgender people is radically higher than other populations. Often they're rejected by their birth families. Lawyer says people use the resource center to get help finding housing and work and HIV testing, but mainly to forge bonds with people who accept them how they are.
Society at large can often be very rejecting and even cruel. So we're building our own family here and creating attached relationships that then allow for our own personal growth and healing more, right?
I wasn't really expecting to speak today, but I just want to give a shout out to all the trans vets out there.
Eva Sofia is wearing dark sunglasses and a floral V-neck dress. She's a soldier in the U.S. Army.
You know, I'm a bit scared to be up here, you know, and there's a lot of people in this country who are serving basically incognito. They're not allowed to be themselves. And I happen to be one of those people, so.
Incognito because transgender people still can't serve openly in the military.
Whenever you're in the military, it's all an image, you know. I'm really tall, and they just assume that you're like this really masculine, tough guy, you know. And it hurts too, like if you're a drilling soldier and you go to drill and you have to go cut your hair, especially if you identify as female, that's like a big part of your womanhood is your hair. So it's a struggle every month to like be within the male regulations.
Sophia said she's leaving the military after 7 years and that she's looking forward to being one person full time. Being in the military has given her the strength to come out and deal with adversity. But she says being a transgender Latina is scary.
There's also a lot of stories in our community which aren't being told. And it's basically violence against women of color. That's the major thing. Like, we get butchered. Trans women of color just our free game in our society. People feel like they could just kill us, you know.
There have been at least a dozen confirmed murders this year of transgender women in the United States. The crowd from the Transgender Resource Center hit the streets to march to the candlelight vigil. Maddie Jim is a transgender Native American woman who was chosen to be Grand Marshal for Pride Fest this year. It's the first time that a Native American transgender person has been given the honor in Albuquerque.
There are several occasions where transgenders are left out and don't have equality. And I'm Diné, I'm Navajo. And then I identify in Western concepts as a Native transgender woman. So it also gives a great, great meaning to represent my Native trans community too.
Maddie's been fighting for equality for transgender people for years now. She does think that ever so slowly, the tide is turning. LGBT folks, along with their friends and family, lit candles and ended the evening in song. Run to the darkness. Seek out the... For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.